touch down or I lay out the sky. Break your rules down so that you can get your game off your side.
Athletics and relationships. I am your hostess with the mostest, Jasmine George. I've got a master's degree in counseling and a PhD in the love of sports, baby. Cheekbones and charm, Jazzy Fizzle on the ones and twos.
Hi, I'm Diana Taurasi of the Phoenix Mercury, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
My name is Ethan Martin, and I love listening to the Female Field Guy.
You're tuning into the Female Field Guy.
You're listening to the Female Field Guide with Jasmine George. Broadcasting live from the Mahogany Lounge.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Female Field Guide Sunday nights, 8 p.m. Where else are you? But listening to me, thank you so much. Jasmine George, Female Field Guide, 8 p.m. Sunday nights, Blog Talk Radio, a woman's cheat sheet to sports, athletics, and relationships. Ladies, I truly want to get you right. Fellas, I love you too. I missed you guys last week. I truly did, but we're back. We've got a jam-packed show. I'm so excited. But who the heck am I? Thank you for all the first-time listeners that have went ahead and maybe listened to me on my phone app, iTunes, Android, you know. Or they went ahead and, logged on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining my first-time listeners. Who the heck am I? Well, I'm a basketball player, former point guard. Give me about 15 minutes to stretch, and my jump shot is still amazing. I'm a coach. They still call me coach. Matter of fact, I've got some of the interns that I used to coach. Basketball in my blood. It's in my veins. I'm a sports writer. I'm a student of sports. But you know what? Most importantly, I'm a woman who loves the game, and I truly, truly, truly want to get my ladies right. I am the sports editor. Yeah. Prominence Magazine. Go ahead and check out the fall issue, Power Players, hitting the streets this week. Your print and online issue, prominencemagazine.com. Subscribe to the print online issue. It's amazing. Glennie is the editor-in-chief. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Glennie, for that opportunity. But that's not all that I do. I am a sports writer for the Diamond Bar Patch newspaper covering Inland Empire High School Prep Sports, Diamond Bar High School, as well as Diamond Ranch. You can catch me at diamondbar.patch.com. I am a professor. You can call me professor, baby. Sports psychology and ethnic, cultural, and gender issues in sports. Woo! It's been a fantastic summer. Lastly, I am one of the new anchors for the show Game Time, Inland Empire Media Group, starting September 12th. Oh, my gosh. It's around the corner, but I'm so very excited to be a part of that. Thank you, Jimmy Navarre, for taking a chance on this little chick named Jasmine. I appreciate it. You know you can contact me in a plethora of ways. Facebook.com/FemaleFieldGuide. Twitter, @FemaleFieldGuide. Leave the E off of guide. I don't know why. That's what Mr. Twitter says. You know, I got a YouTube page, youtube.com/FemaleFieldGuide. Check out all of my interviews, all my adventures that's been taking place the past this summer. It's been fantastic. youtube.com/FemaleFieldGuide. If you have any comments you want to leave, you have some questions you want to ask me, info@FemaleFieldGuide.com. Or, you know what, Jazz, I'm a little nervous to come on the air. Can I leave you a message? Yeah, you can. Female Field Guide Message Hotline, 909-276-7132. Female Field Guide Message Hotline, 909-276-7132. And you know what? If you leave me a pretty cool message, I'll play it on the air. I'll put it on the air. Hey, guys, did you know you can download my show on your podcast? What? You're driving into work and you're like, you know what? I miss those cheekbones. I want to hear the smooth sounds of Jazzy Fizzle. Have no fear. Go ahead and visit your iTunes store and download my show, Female Field Guide. But guess what? Don't leave just yet. Don't leave the iTunes store just yet, because you can download the Female Field Guide phone app and it's for free. Are you serious? I'm also the first Blog Talk Radio host to have their own phone app. Not only am I in the iTunes store, but the Android marketplace. Thank you so much for ZenForce Media for, you know, hey, taking another chance on this youngster. As a matter of fact, it's Mr. Billy Carson's birthday, the founder, CEO, and chief of ZenForce Media. Jasmine George, get your Female Field Guide phone app for free, baby! Now, we have got a fantastic show. And I cannot wait. And when I say I cannot wait to hop into this first segment. But of course, what else do we have, Jazzy Fizzle, where there was no show last week because I was on the road with the Female Field Guide. I was in Chula Vista covering the fantastic rugby rundown segment, supersized rugby rundown segment we've got. I shared, oh, you guys, I've got some fantastic interviews, falling in love with the sport of rugby. I'll tell you that for a dollar. Stay tuned for that. Author's Roundtable with Mr. Daryl Grigsby, author of Celebrating Ourselves, Paying Homage to African Americans and Baseball. And you know we've got an amazing sports and entertainment spin. Sports and entertainment, a beautiful marriage that I like to blend in a cocktail called Female Field Guide called, did y'all hear about that? My sports and entertainment segment, 2-minute drill. Hey, guess what? Guess what? Now the games really count for the NFL, ladies. I'm going to be prepping you for that. Phone lines are now open. My first segment, fantasy football. Ken from fansfantasyfootball.com. He is my fantasy guru. Ladies, gents, you have any questions? That's regarding fantasy football. Give me a call. Phone lines are open. 714-816-4766. 714-816-4766. We've also got a very cool Hey There Girl segment talking a little bit about the Sparks, but I've got a really cool interview from Kiana Martin, international soccer player, founder of Eat Soccer, entrepreneur, just all around cool chick. We had a really cool time talking on the telly. She's dope. And lastly, but definitely not least, this is so important. Or if you, if you can't beat them, join them. My relationship segment, ladies, it's going to be a football edition. Sharing some man codes to help my girls through the football season. How are we going to communicate with these big-headed boys once these games come on? Well, I'll share you a little bit. I'll share a little something with you, baby. Get you right. Because that's my job, the Female Film Guide. Lastly, can you believe? I say, can you believe? Yes, it is September 4th. Wonderful Sunday evening. But can you believe that almost a year ago, this crazy idea I had, I think I want to start a radio show educating women in sports, bridging the gap between men and women. It's almost been a year. And to celebrate that year, this has been such a blessing this year, we're going to have, of course, a Female Field Guide 1-year anniversary, Gina. Because I love sports, and I want my girls to love sports.
I've always loved sports. I mean, really, love sports.
So listen, Saturday, October 22nd, if you are in California, especially if you are in Southern California, listen, I've given all of my loved ones and my newfound friends ample time to get the babysitter, to mark it on your calendar, to put it in your phone. Saturday, October 22nd, be there or be square. Keeping it local, I'm a Phillips Ranch girl. I'm a Pomona girl. October 22nd, 2011, at Push Boutique Art Gallery and Lounge in the Pomona Arts District, celebrating 1 year of learning, laughing, and loving the game. Pre-sale tickets are on Eventbrite right now. 10 buckaroos. FemaleFieldGuide.eventbrite.com. They're 10 bucks. You're going to receive some great prizes, raffles, food, and more. It's going to be going towards Jazzy Fizzle Studio. Dan Patrick's got his man cave. I'm going to get the woman cave. We're going to call it the Mahogany Lounge. This is what we're rocking with now, the Mahogany Lounge. Dan Patrick, I love you. We just added some really dope silent auction items. I'm going to keep that in my back pocket because I'm so excited about what we're going to be having for our silent auction. It's going to be great. So please come out and support. Jasmine, please, you know, go out and support the Female Field Guide. I really appreciate that. If you're interested in advertising, any sort of sponsorship opportunities, please email ads, ads, at femalefieldguide.com. And someone from the team will get right back to you. I promise. Now, for those of you that, you know, there wasn't a show last week. I was on the road. But maybe you didn't hear the last show's announcement. I am so excited and humbled and proud to announce Powerade is on board for the anniversary event. Sponsoring, coming on board, Powerade. Kevin from Powerade in particular, he's dope. You want to win a year's worth of Powerade? We'll get your butt Saturday, October 22nd. Get to the show. So if you're interested in any sort of, sponsorship opportunities, there's still a few. Well, let's go ahead and move on. We're going to move on to our first segment now. I definitely like to set the tone for the show. I'm a sucker for, you know, quotes and, you know, I have post-its, I have Bible verses all over in my room, my office. Motivational, anything. And so I like to start the show with a sports quote of the day. And it goes like this. Sports don't build character, they reveal it. Woo! That's heavy. Let that play a little bit. I like it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's have some fun. I am very excited to talk fantasy football again. Like those of you that have been following the show and supporting me, we have had our Female Field Guide No Boys Allowed Fantasy Football League. And let me tell you something. We had our draft a couple weeks ago. It was fantastic. So without further ado, hello. Let's go ahead and welcome on our first segment. Our fantasy football fix. Hit it!
Fantasy football fix.
Football's back, and that's the great news for everybody.
Female Field Guide fantasy football? Oh, wait, no boys allowed?
Aw, hell yeah! Of course, I myself participate in fantasy football. I'm the commissioner for both leagues, but you know what? I have set my game up so much with playing fantasy football in the last 4 or 5 years. And I'm really excited to be able to bring someone on that's been playing for a lot longer than I have. As a matter of fact, he is our fantasy football guru, and he's Ken from fansfantasyfootball.com. He's back. Ken, are you there, my friend?
I am there. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you? Ken, straight out of Baltimore. Thank you for staying up and coming on the show, man.
No problem at all. I finally got my electricity back from the hurricane and the earthquake last week, so we're in good shape now.
Oh, geez Louise, my friend. You're good?
We're good.
Okay, we're good. On that note, we're going to stay positive. We're going to talk about fantasy football. Now, like I said, I think, you know, all of the drafts have been, conducted. Ours, my two drafts, you know, took place a couple weeks ago. And so some of the ladies have been texting and asking, and I said, listen, tune on to the show. Ken's going to come on and answer some questions. Ken, I think the main thing that the ladies want to know, okay, we've drafted our team. Now what? Share with the ladies, what are some of the things to prep for as we go into the regular season?
Now you have to kind of watch some of the news that's happening, and you have to see, number one, there were a lot of cuts over the last 24 to 48 hours. Make sure nobody you drafted got cut. The next thing you have to watch is you have to watch who got injured and put on injured reserve for the year. The biggest two injuries that people probably drafted, Rashad Jennings, who is the backup running back, was the backup running back for Maurice Jones-Drew in Jacksonville, got placed on IR. That was a guy that, I had written about as a sleeper pick because Maurice Jones-Drew's knees have bothered him for now the second year, and he's had some operations on him. But he's gone on IR, and I know a lot of people drafted him, and you know, you kind of got to watch for things like that. The other guy you have to watch for that was targeted in a lot of leagues because of the offense he plays in is Garrett Hartley, the kicker from New Orleans, and he's going to miss anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks, depending on who you believe. So you got to watch for things like that. And, you know, probably the biggest injury that came out of the last week of the preseason is what the situation is with Arian Foster. Is he going to miss 1 week? Is he going to be back for game one? Or, as some people have kind of alluded to, he may miss 3 to 4 weeks. So right now you're kind of just watching the waiver. You're kind of just watching injury reports. I'm not a big person to tell people go out if you hate your team right away. Don't panic. Don't go changing. Yeah. Don't go dropping people you don't like. Let's see how it plays out for 1 week. You never know who you have may turn out to be a lot better than you think they are.
Arian Foster, Ken, I'm a little nervous. He's one of my running backs. And so, you know, the next question is, you know, when to waive and when to trade. Explain with the ladies, you know, what a waiver wire is and then trading. What are the two differences? And you're a man of patience. So you say don't jump the gun, but break down the differences between waiving a player and trading a player.
Well, a waiver is simply that you don't want that person on your team. So you go into, just like you are running a regular NFL team, you would say, I want to pick up somebody that's not on a team. So you go to your website that your fantasy league is run on, and you say, who is a free agent? And you say, okay, I rather have player X, and I'm going to drop this person who's on my team. That's called a waiver. It's just between you and your team, nothing else. A trade is when you say, Jasmine, you got Miles Austin. I really like him because I'm a big Cowboy fan. So I would like to trade for him, and for that, I'm going to offer you player X. And that's between two teams. You all have to agree on that. And once you agree on that, you process the trade, and those players switch teams altogether.
You know what I think is the fun part is when we veto the trades or when someone rejects the trade. That's when it gets personal. And
It does.
Yeah.
I run a lot of leagues. I actually drafted two leagues today that I'm the commissioner of. And I rarely will veto a trade. I don't like leagues that let the league as itself, all the owners, vote on it to decide whether it's a fair trade or not. Because a lot of times owners will just look at it between the two players and not really look at the team. Sometimes a trade is a good trade because that's what the two owners want to do. It's not because they're trying to put all the good players on one team. If I love Joe Flacco because I'm a Ravens fan and I'm willing to give up Tom Brady for him, well, you know, that's up to me. I'm not trying to help the other team. I just think that I want to root for Joe Flacco every week because he's a Raven. I actually think he's going to have a real good year. That's not necessarily a bad trade, but then you get into, you know, other people say, well, wait a minute, why are you doing that? Dude, Tom Brady's clearly the better quarterback. So kind of elect the commissioner, whether it be myself or whoever's in the league, and let them decide whether a trade's fair or not. And you give that person 2 or 3 days to decide whether a trade is fair or not.
Give them a chance to do their research, maybe consult with them.
Do some research, talk to both owners. I mean, you may talk to an owner, and you may say, well, why would you trade Joe Flacco for Tom Brady? Brady had a great year. He plays for a great offense in New England. And you may get the answer, say, well, look, I think Brady's going to have a worse year this year. I don't like the New England team. I look at his offensive line and they're weak. I think he's going to get hurt. Joe Flacco, on the other hand, I think he's an up-and-coming quarterback and his offensive line's improved, so I just like the matchups there. Okay, when I hear that, that makes me think that, okay, well, I may not agree with that logic, but it's a logical explanation. I'll let the trade go through.
Absolutely, absolutely. Really showing, especially if it's a young lady that, you know, fantasy football, this is her first year. If she really does her due diligence and comes up with an answer like that, I'm with it. I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, of course, you know, that the season starts in less than a week. I'm so excited. There's been so many, you know, off-season movements, the free agency frenzy. Oh, my gosh, Ken, I want to get your opinion. Just the preseason's wrapped. I want to get your predictions on a few players that have either been traded, been injured, holdouts. And the first guy, of course, is Chris Johnson. He got his money. Do you think he's going to perform up to what he was paid?
No, because he can't. But that doesn't mean he won't have a good year. The Titans were kind of in a tight spot. They kind of had to pay him what he wanted, because otherwise they really don't have a whole bunch on offense. You got a new coaching staff coming in. You got a new quarterback in the system, whether it be Hasselbeck or whether it's going to be Gabbard or Locker, whoever is going to start there, you know, and finish the season. They had to have Chris Johnson. Kenny Britt's been a knucklehead his entire career in the NFL. As much as I loved him coming out of Rutgers, he's been a knucklehead. There's no other way to say it. So you never know what's going to happen with him. But, you know, can he live up to it? No, he can't live up to it. But he's still one of the top six or seven running backs in fantasy drafts. My only concern with him, my only concern is when we see these holdouts, and especially because of the type of offseason we had with the lockout and nobody having the OTAs, I really am concerned with injuries with him. You see hamstrings, you see muscle pulls. You saw it all through the preseason in the first and second week of the preseason when these guys were just getting going. Well, here's a guy, Chris Johnson, all the talent in the world, but he's just doing his first and second week of conditioning and football activity. So I just worry early in the season for him. But, you know, like I said, I mean, he'll perform. You have to take him early, but I just make sure you get his backup. Make sure you try to get Javon Ringer on your team as what we call a handcuff to Chris Johnson in case he goes down.
That's right, ladies. I mean, because the, you know, the lockout was 130-something all days, there were no OTAs, just like Ken said. There were no mini camps, no times for these players that, you know, they're going to be – they bounce around on different teams to mesh with their quarterback, to mesh with their running back and things like that. So the first couple of weeks, injuries are going to play such an important role on who we're going to be starting, waiving, watching the IR, which is injury reserve. Next question, Ken, speaking of running backs, let's stay in that, you know, position. Frank Gore, he was a little disgruntled, and they gave him a little bit of cashola, running back for the 49ers. How do you feel, you know, that team in particular, that offense altogether is going to do?
They still don't have a quarterback. They can tell me anything they want about Alex Smith. I didn't like him coming out of college. I haven't liked him in the NFL. So I don't like the offense. The thing I do like is they have some pieces. Vernon Davis is a top five tight end in the league. I love Vernon Davis out of Maryland. I saw him throughout his whole college career. Frank Gore, again, I'm a Miami guy, so right there you know how much I love Frank Gore. The problem with Frank Gore, and it goes back to his college days, he gets injured a lot. Again, we're looking at a situation where he's a top-10 running back, especially we talked a little last week about PPR, point per reception leagues, where every time somebody catches a pass in a game, you get a point. If you're in a PPR league, Frank Gore is a tremendous football player for you this year because they love to throw the ball to him out of the backfield because Alex Smith can't throw the ball downfield. So that's a good thing. The name to remember there is Kendall Hunter. He's going to be the backup to Frank Gore. If you took Frank Gore early, you may want to look for Kendall Hunter if he's on your waiver wire to kind of make sure you get him to handcuff him in case Frank Gore goes down. But again, another one of those guys you kind of had to take in the second or third round because he's so good and he's so talented when he plays. But again, the history is that he does get injured often.
I love it. So much information. Ken from FantasyFootball.com. Lastly, of course, I would have to say one of the biggest off-season stories with regards to injury and will this man come to play has never missed a start. The Colts quarterback, Peyton Manning. I didn't draft him. I love him. I did not. He's not on my team yet. Neck surgery, May 23rd. I just got a text, ESPN text, saying that they're going to reevaluate him and see if he's going to start or not. What are your thoughts about Peyton, you know, fantasy football, and then what the heck is he going to do with the Colts this year, Ken?
Yeah, this is the one that is as scary as any of them for fantasy football players, because he is so good. Mm-hmm. And not only does he affect himself, his own numbers, but he affects that whole offense in a way that if Peyton Manning is not under center, God bless Kerry Collins, but I don't want Reggie Wayne. I don't want Collie. I don't want Garcon. I don't want to die. I don't even want Dallas Clark starting on my fantasy team because Manning is not there. And how many? Look, he's never missed a start, which kind of leads me to one side of it that says he's never missed a start. He's not going to miss one now. But there are so many reports. There was a report today from a journalist who covers the team in Indianapolis that said he was going to have more, he was going to need more surgery on his neck. ESPN came back and said, well, that's not exactly true. They're just evaluating him on a daily basis. Who knows what's going on? Nobody knows but Peyton Manning whether he's going to play game one. All these reports that we hear from, you know, all the guys in the know, the Adam Schefters of the world, that says, well, the Colts are preparing to play without him. Well, of course the Colts are preparing to play without him. I could have told you that without being an insider. He hasn't played a snap in the preseason. He's coming off the neck surgery. I would prepare to play without him, too. But until I don't see him on the field in week one, I kind of want to lean to, I'll believe it when I see it, that he doesn't play.
Yeah,
you got to draft them. You just don't draft them as a top six quarterback. I have them number 7 right now. If you haven't drafted yet and you take Peyton Manning as your number one quarterback, take a backup quarterback earlier than you may usually do just to protect yourself. Maybe take a Kevin Cobb or a Josh Freeman somewhere early. And if you already drafted and have Peyton Manning, make sure you get a solid backup. Make sure you go out and get Kerry Collins on your team in case he's the starter for a couple of weeks. But that's a tricky one because in order to get him, you got to take him in the first 5 rounds. And we just don't know. Nobody knows what Peyton Manning, and we really won't know for sure until, you know, September 11th and we see whether he jogs out onto the field.
Jeez, who would have thought we'd be talking about, you know, almost disregarding Peyton Manning for a season or at least a couple of weeks. I know I would have never would have stunk it, Ken. I love it. Thank you so much for just sharing your expertise, Ken from FansFantasyFootball.com. You release information on your website every Tuesday, so please go there, you know, ladies, and check out, you know, of course, I mean, he was sharing so many gems with us right now. We could talk fantasy football for the whole 2 hours, but you're out there in Baltimore. You got to get some sleep. Ken, thank you so much for coming on. What's your Twitter for Fans Fantasy Football?
It's very easy. It's at Fans Fantasy, and you can follow me on Twitter. And I enjoy coming on the show. Anytime you need me, you got me.
Absolutely. Ken, you're the best. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. I love it. Well, you know, we're not quite done with our fantasy football fix. Like you know, we had our 2 leagues. Female Soul Guide No Boys Allowed Fantasy Football League. I want to give some incentives to the ladies to stay engaged with the league. So I thought to myself, self, what should you do? What we're going to do is we're going to announce the winner of the best name, best team name. We're going to be getting a nice little prize on behalf of Female Field Guide. And I want to go ahead and share that right now. Set with myself. First of all the names are very creative, so thank you, ladies, for participating. We had our 2 leagues, and I want to share with you who I felt the winner was for the rookie. Bath and Body Sacks, a.k.a. Angela. Fantastic name, Bath and Body Sacks. So, as if you're listening, call in. If not, we will get to you soon this week, and you will win a gift card from Bed Bath & Beyond. So, that's for the rookie team. Let's go ahead and get to the All-Stars. These are chicks that have played a little bit, played a few leagues of fantasy football, and the winner and the team name goes to Team Wolf, a.k.a. Heaven, one of my interns. Well done, Team Wolf. again, I truly appreciate all the ladies participating, you know, with the name and everything like that. It's just the beginning. So before we get to our very supersized rugby rundown segment, let's take a little bit of a break. Thanks so much, Ken, for coming on. And congratulations to Bath & Body Sacks, as well as Team Wolf. We'll be getting those Bed Bath & Beyond gift cards to you on behalf of Female Field Guide. And we will return in just a minute.
You're listening to Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide.
Let the ladies know why they should really look into fantasy football and Madden and how it can help them step their sports knowledge up.
Oh, my gosh. It will increase their knowledge exponentially.
Mm.
I mean, once you get into, once you get into Madden and doing fantasy football, you're breaking down numbers.
Yes.
You're proposing trades.
Yes.
You're doing this and that to make your team better than your opponent's team, your
yes.
girlfriend's team.
Yes.
Or, you know, your girlfriend's team.
Yes.
And you got on back and forth. You're competing. You're in tournaments, and you're fighting this thing out. But it's all in fun.
Absolutely. And it's nothing but bragging. It's nothing but bragging rights. Bragging rights, and you're stepping your game up with football and not even realizing it. I love it.
Welcome back to Female Field Guide with Jasmine George.
Welcome back, guys and dolls. Really good fantasy football fix. Thanks for Ken for coming on the show. I hope that he was able to help all of us. We've been embarking on the NFL regular season. So, ladies and gents, go ahead and start your players accordingly. Well, I had the really cool opportunity to travel to Chula Vista last week at the Olympic Training Center. I covered the Rugby Sevens National Championship Tournament, went with a good friend of mine, Hannah Banana. She has brought me into the world of rugby. And it's, you know, the tournament really was for the opportunity for the players to be chosen to play for Team USA for the 2016 Olympics. That's the first year that the rugby will be in the Olympics. And I am so excited. I had such a wonderful time. I just want to share some snippets. Such an adventure. And let's get right into it. Our rugby rundown segment. Hit it!
Did it the rugby way. Now it's Hawkins. Hawkins inside and that's the score.
The rugby rundown.
Craigwell. That's in the hands of Quinny Mata. But it's a beautiful game. Seven aside rugby.
In Chula Vista, bright and early, the Olympic Training Center. This is Jasmine George, the Female Field Guide, on the road for our rugby rundown segment, signing off. We're here, we're settled in, the boys are playing, USA National Team, sitting next to one of my frenzies, Hannah Banana, and she's about to explain some rugby stuff.
Oh,
Hannah Banana, what the hell's going on?
All right, well, I'm not an expert on it, but what I've learned from this past year and dating him and seeing all of the tournaments and stuff I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
During the scrum, what they say is touch, pause, engage.
Mm-hmm.
And when they set up in their scrum, it's 3-on-3. I think there's a hooker.
What?
I think that's the middle guy. You could probably edit all this out right here because this is wrong. There's a hooker that's in the middle, and then there's two backs, and those are the people that hook on the sides, I think. Two props.
Two props.
You know, why don't you come here?
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
She was spot on. You know, I'm a Christian, and I don't know how I feel about speaking about hookers for my show.
Whatever.
Okay, go on.
Okay.
High class.
No kissing on the mouth? No kissing.
Okay.
Focus. Okay.
So what they do, they say touch,
okay.
And that's when they touch each other, and they pause, and they wait. Pause.
Okay.
And then when they say engage, that's when they go for it. And they basically try and they place the ball underneath the scrum, and they, like, push each other to try and get the ball to their other teammate that's outside.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Okay, so that was a little bit of a intro about rugby. Rugby sevens, and there's also rugby 15s. But the tournament last week was rugby sevens, meaning seven men on the field, and they play for 7 minutes straight. Someone's knee falls off, the trainer runs out, puts a band-aid on it, and then they just keep going, which I thought was awesome. There are no pads. Rugby, they are gangsters. They are, oh, my gosh, loving the sport. A scrum, what Hannah Banana was talking about, it's kind of equivalent to the line of scrimmage. And so they were talking about the hooker and the wing, and I still have to get used to that terminology. But that was a little bit of the intro. We got there, and, you know, we watched so many games. So that was the first day. And, of course, the second day, there was more, you know, hours in between the games. And I had the awesome opportunity to interview some players. And I'm going to play my interview that I had with Miles. He is a repeat guest on the Female Field Guide show. So this is me and Miles Craigwell. He He used to play in the NFL, and now he's a rugby guy. Awesome. There's me and Miles.
Hello.
Miles Craigwell. How are you doing, Honey Bunch?
I'm doing well. It's hot out here in San Diego.
Yeah,
you know, we're trying to hydrate with my boy Matt Bird.
Talk to Matt Bird. You guys are both former football guys.
Yeah, you know.
To rugby. You guys both played really well yesterday and today.
Appreciate it.
How you think this weekend's going so far?
I think it's going well, you know. We came out with a plan.
Yeah.
Just trying to execute it.
Yeah.
Today was gone, you know, moving on to day two. Just trying to, you know, get to the finals and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah,
give
yeah.
a little spin.
The Pan Am games are next.
Yeah.
So Coach Al, you know Coach Al lived in Diamond Bar for a little bit.
I didn't know that. You talked to him?
My hood, yeah. So he's from my hood. He's from me and Hannah's hood.
I know. He used to be a police officer out there, too.
He probably pulled me over a couple times. High school was rough, Matt. So tell me, I've been asking all the guys, I mean, 2016, the Olympics, the fact that you come from a... Is that yours?
Yeah, this is mine.
That's gross. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at his mouthpiece that he had in his sock.
Sock, you know.
Hepatitis is everywhere, dude. Are you going to boil that or...
Nah, man, just put a little Gatorade on it.
No, I've been asking all the guys, how would it feel for you to, you know, make this team? You've been playing rugby for like 10 minutes, man, which I think is pretty dope. To be able to get, you know, for Alda to choose you and to be able to play for the Olympics.
Yeah, it'd be crazy, right?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
You were in a Dyna?
Yeah, I was in a Dyna.
Are you
star,
in a Dyna?
And then I was like, that looks like a cool sport.
Yeah.
You know, signed up, worked out with the coach,
yeah.
All went well. And then, you know, got on the tour, met some good guys like these guys,
Matt.
Played with them, schooled me up a little bit in Utah. You know, showed me the ropes, and all else is history. Just looking forward to everything
next step.
In 2012 and the remainder of 2011.
Right.
Just have some fun.
Well, I always appreciate you guys coming on the show.
Yeah.
I'm a new fan of rugby.
So that was Miles. We had a good time. He's always fun to talk with and, you know, ready to be interviewed at any time. But the cool thing is, ladies and gents, please check out the fall issue of prominencemagazine.com. It's the Power Players issue. And I did a really cool piece on Miles and his, you know, his journey and his transition from, you know, playing American football, from playing in the NFL to rugby. And he's actually been playing rugby for, I said 10 minutes, but it's only been about a year. So well done, Miley Clue. I hope that all goes well for you, and thank you for the interview. Now, of course, you know, I heard it, Jazz, you have to talk to Pate. You have to talk to him, okay? He's hilarious. He's one of their teammates, hilarious guy, works for Serevi, and I want to play a really cool interview with him. Pate, he's fantastic, another rugby player. He was a beast. He played very well. And here is our conversation.
Between matches, and I had a chance to speak with Pate, yes?
Yeah, Pate.
He is one of Miles and Ooh's teammates. Funny guy, I've been hearing. So you have to make me laugh. So Pate, thank you for speaking with me. Tell me a little about your rugby background.
Rugby background, I'm originally from Fiji. I came over to go to school, BYU. Played for BYU rugby, been on the national team for a couple of years. Now getting to the end of my career. And so...
What are you talking about? You're still a beast out there. You were tackling people. I was like, yikes.
As long as people think you're a beast, that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. But, playing sevens now with beach rugby in Seattle and down here for the Pacific Coast. So having a good time.
Have you been playing sevens all your life or have you played 15s?
I've been playing 15s. This is like the first season I really focused on sevens.
You were killing people out there, so still looks good. Tell me a little bit about Serevi Rugby. I've been hearing so much about him and his legacy and in Seattle and all over. So tell me about your connection with that.
I work for Serevi Rugby. Serevi, for people who don't know, is basically the Michael Jordan of rugby. He played sevens for Fiji for 21 years.
Wow.
He played internationally for 21 years. So he played up till he was like 43.
Whoa.
Which is really incredible, you know. He was in top shape. But Serevi relocated to Seattle and he you know, started a business, Serevi Rugby. And basically what we do is we go around trying to, you know, just preach rugby around the country, start out rugby camps, you know, we do huge youth camps in Seattle, and then we do regional stuff, we go, you know, everywhere. We have one coming up in Utah. We just did one with Gordon Tidgins, who is the All Blacks coach.
Oh, yeah, All Blacks, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And so it was pretty successful. Miles Anu was part of it, so they'll probably tell you more about it.
Okay.
Soretti, being from Fiji, you know, he started a clothing line called the Island Kings, and it's three T-shirts, one for Fiji, some more in Tonga.
Love it.
And the sales of the T-shirts, the proceeds go directly to the players.
All right.
Because, you know, it's, you know, Fiji, Samoan Tonga, they struggle for, you know, corporate sponsorship, mm-hmm. and most of the players just do it out of love.
You learn more about rugby, Soretti, a little bit more about you, sir.
You go to www.soretti-rugby.com,
okay.
or you could check out Soretti online, which is facebook.com/soretti.com. So.
There it is, social networking, learning about the sport.
Yeah, you can follow him on Twitter as well. It's Waisale, at Waisale underscore Soretti.
Love it.
Thanks, Pepe.
Thank you.
So I had such a fun time. That was what I could play on the air, but he is a good friend of our friends that are playing rugby, and he made me smile and entertained me throughout the whole weekend. So thank you so much, Pate. And, you know, hey, Pate and Mr. Soretti, give me a call because I will rock Soretti gear and represent Samoa, Fiji, every day. So thank you guys so much for those interviews. That was a good time. The other cool thing, of course, I had some, you know, great opportunities to talk with more players. Make sure you check my YouTube page, youtube.com/femalefieldguide. I had a chance to talk to the Rugby Team USA captain, Matt Hawkins. Also had a chance to talk with Matt Bird. And go ahead and check those videos and those pictures out on my YouTube page. And, you know, it was a really cool opportunity. Like I said, like I will continue to say, rugby is dope. And had the opportunity to interview the head coach who actually spent some time at Diamond Bar, Mr. Al Caravelli. Here's our interview. Such a great sport for speaking with me, the Team USA head coach. Here we are.
So excited to be speaking with Coach Al Caravelli, USA team rugby coach. What just happened right now was the best of the best of the weekend. And, Coach, you had a chance to really, you know, assess and see some of the players that might be coming on the USA rugby team, correct, for the 2016 Olympics?
Doesn't correct. So, you know, it's a lot of people think it's a long way away, but it's not. You know, it started yesterday. Mm-hmm. Everybody, the little saying that we have as part of the USOC family, it's not every 4 years, it's every day. So it's kind of a build up and trying to identify those athletes that are going to project to 2016.
Absolutely. What did you think? How did the fellas do?
Yeah, I was looking a lot because they played 2 days, as you said, mm-hmm. grueling on Friday and Saturday, and I wanted to see which ones had the mental toughness to go a little bit further.
Absolutely.
And, you know, get some results.
Absolutely.
So it showed me a few things.
Listeners, we have something in common. Diamond Bar lived out there from 89 to 94.
That's right.
St. Dennis as well.
Yeah.
I
part of St. Dennis Parish.
Absolutely.
Both my kids were born in Diamond Bar. So.
Wow, you hear that? We're on the map.
Diamond Bar is
radio shows, yeah. And USA rugby coaches.
We got I forgot her name.
Alex Morgan. I did some pieces with her family.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. Coach, tell me about the selection process. When will the young men know if they will be moving on with you?
They'll know by this Friday.
Okay.
I think it's the 4th. I might be off on my days, or maybe the 3rd.
The longest week of their life.
Probably. But I'll be calling. That's when we make the public announcement.
I'll be calling them
once I review the film.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be calling them during the week to let them know.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a lover and a fan of rugby now.
Awesome.
I love it.
We got to start making a field guide for women for rugby.
I love it. I mean, we'll be going to Vegas too, and anywhere I can get the word out. And we're gonna have our rugby rundown segment. So, please keep me in the loop.
I am
a fan, Coach.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
We have the best athletes playing rugby, too.
I agree.
Because you have to have power, speed. So, you know, a guy in the NFL, if you took him through one of our workouts,
he would make
he's just too heavy.
How's Miles adjusting?
He's still adjusting well.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about it, he's played 1 year now.
Wow.
So he's doing well.
He's
a good athlete.
Yeah.
And, you know, works really hard.
How about those legs? Can you get some meat on those legs, the bottom?
No, he's got chicken legs. We tease him
You heard it, listeners.
We tease him all the time, tell him that he better stay away from Colonel Sanders.
You gotta get those. His shoulders are like Dwight Howard.
He's got a 27-inch waist and a 44-inch chest.
There's the facts. Thanks so much. Another Female Field Guide exclusive. Thank you so much, Coach, for speaking with me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thanks so much, Coach. I really appreciate it. He was just awesome. you know, it's just such a great experience to be able to speak with these players. They're so open and accommodating, and I really, really appreciate it. And really, thank you so much for the entire, you know, rugby community. Mr. Apunimata, Papa Nick, thank you for letting me pick your brain. I'm going to have our interview on YouTube page as well. So the Rugby Rundown, man, that is what I'm talking about. Now, you know, lastly, they say scrum in rugby. And, you know, they say touch, pause, engage. We already covered that. Well, I'm proud to now. But what seemed like 20 years, somebody is engaged. And their name? Our Hannah Banana and New. Ooh, congratulations, guys. Turn it up, New. Ooh, turn it up. Woo! Really happy for the two of you guys, and may God just continue to bless your union. And that concludes our Rugby Rundown. Once again, you know, golly, ladies and gents, if you can catch a couple rugby matches in person, it's the most fantastic thing I've ever seen. On the other half of the break, we're going to be talking with one of my senior producers when our Mika Mick said we're going to be talking NBA headlines. What the heck's going on in Lakerland? Well, Mika's on top of it when we return with the Female Field Guide.
Hi, my name is Al Caravelli, head coach of the United States National Rugby Sevens team. Jasmine's doing a great job with it. Make sure you pick up. Make sure you pick up the Women's Field Guide.
That's right, or the Female Field Guide.
Make sure you pick up the Female Field Guide.
There it is.
So rugby, for people who don't know, is basically the Michael Jordan of rugby.
My name is Matt Holkins. I'm with the USA Sevens team. I'm the captain, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
There's a tongue in your bed. You better be scared. That's it for now. My new CD is coming out. It's called In Your Bed.
In Your Bed?
In Your Bed, In Your Face.
This is Miles Kregel. Hey, with the Female Field Guy. So, how are you liking rugby so far this weekend at the Olympic Training Center?
Well, thanks, Miles, for interviewing me. I really appreciate it. I'm really kind of nervous. But it's been really cool. I've definitely fallen in love with the sport rugby. I can't understand why USA hasn't, you know, embraced this sport. But I'm going to do all that I can to talk about rugby every single time I'm on the show.
Our ambassador. We like that.
Yeah, Female Field Guy ambassador. I'm having a good time.
We're going to wrap up with the Female Field Guide. Thanks for tuning in and check in weekly.
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Female Field Guide.
Female Field Guide. And you can reach her on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube,
Tumblr.
And Tumblr.
Tumblr.
Hit her up on Twitter.com/Female Field Guide. Holla.
Woo! Good.
Welcome back, Female Field Guide. Thank you for thank you for staying online, whether if you're accessing me from my phone app, whether if you're listening to Blog Talk Radio. Either way, I appreciate you supporting me. Well, let's go ahead and talk. Let's talk basketball. Let's talk the Lakers. And let's bring on my senior producer, Mika, and our Mika Minute.
A Mika Minute with Lakers insider Tamika Poland.
Well, when you have a smaller point guard and you're actually tired of him coming inside the lane, the only thing you can do is hit him and get out of the game because you are done with the series like the Lakers were.
I love LA. I love LA.
Oh, on the show, Tamika Poland. Hey, Boo, how you doing?
Hey, Boo, how you doing?
Wonderful. Let's go ahead and jump right into it. It's been a lot that's been going down with the NBA this week, yeah?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we'll start with the most polarizing headline that's been taking place. He used to be in the NBA. Actually, was the first pick for the Lakers in 2007. Javaris Crittenden, whatever his last name is, it doesn't matter now. Yeah. What's going on with him? He is in custody. He was apprehended for murder. What? Talk to us about what the heck is going on.
Yes. Well, apparently he's accused of shooting a woman to death after being robbed of $55,000 in jewelry. This was the same guy that ended up having the locker room confrontation with Gilbert Arenas, where guns were presented, and he actually killed a woman. She was 23 years old, a mother of four, and she actually wasn't even the direct target. He was trying to hit somebody else, and she ended up getting killed, but they still haven't said whether he was the one that pulled the trigger or not. It's still speculation, but he is in custody and will be charged in the state of Georgia.
Interesting. You know what? The crazy thing was is that I was listening to another radio show, and they were reading off a few of his tweets that he was tweeting all last weekend, and they were a little off the hook. And I want to bring it up because NFL player Donnell Dockett tweeted that he carries a gun under his seat in his car. And, you know, I love Twitter. It allows, you know, people to, especially for businesses and other entities, entertainment, and, you know, I've been able to utilize it. But sometimes these ball players really need to know that once you send something out, you can't take it back. Even if you delete it, it's still out there in cyberspace. So, Javaris, I don't know what's going to go down with him. Kind of crazy. How does it feel that he actually was a part of the Lakers, Mika?
It's sad. He was a really good player. He actually helped the Lakers out when we needed him, when he played his 5 to 10 minutes. But at the same time, you have to realize the players that are coming out, they're so young and they have so much money, they don't know what to do with themselves. And that's why most of them are actually getting in trouble and doing off-the-court issues. I mean, there needs to be somebody in their life that lets them know, hey, this is what you're not supposed to do. This is what you should be doing, getting on the right track, hanging out with the wrong people, gambling on airplanes, and being involved in gun-related issues in the locker room is not healthy for any player. And this is really sad to see this 23-year-old man. And if it does come out that he really did end up shooting the girl, well, he's done. It's a wrap. And the time that he's been with the Lakers and with the Wizards will all just be said and done.
Yeah. Speaking of a wrap, Mika, you know, the training camp for the NBA starts October 1st, and we're going on about, 70 days of the lockout? They had the meeting, the NBA players and the owners, they had a meeting this week. What have you heard about the progress? You know, almost hitting 70 days, and before you know it, that training camp is around the corner. What's going on with the lockout?
Well, it's very, let's say, both sides have not reached an agreement yet, and both sides really do have a sense of urgency, and they're ready for this actually to be over, but it seems as though they cannot come to terms, and everybody just feels a little like there's too much talking outside of the room and too much talk, less talking inside of the room. So they need to... Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, it's hard because now all the players are wanting to go play overseas, and what they realize is going to play overseas, once you sign a contract, if you're not China, you can opt out of it and come back to the NBA. But unlike China, if you're signing overseas with them, they want you to play their whole season. So it's go ahead.
You know, I was going to say, you know, with regard to the CBA, the Chinese Basketball Association, just like you started to say, they actually banned the NBA players from signing opt-out clauses, which was Tamika that she was pointing at, is that an opt-out clause for this particular situation is we'll come and play a month, but if the NBA is locked out, deuces. Chinese Basketball Association said kick rocks, you need to play for the entire season. And so just like Mika said, this lockout needs to be lifted immediately. Would you agree, Honey Bunch?
Yes, ma'am. Please.
Now, speaking of, it's time for all sports to be rolling on all cylinders. Speaking of, I don't know, rolling on all cylinders, Brandon Jennings, his mouth seems to be rolling on all cylinders. You know, some things that were taking place, you know, over the past couple of weeks, the Bucks. Brandon Jennings, young guy, very awesome ball player, but he still rocks a flat top. We'll talk about that later. He's having some problems respecting some of the better ball players. One player in particular, what's going on and why is Brandon Jennings talking about Kobe?
Well, you know they have the D-League, and Brandon Jennings feels like, and I quote, in order to play in the D-League, you have to be born and raised in L.A., Now, Brandon Jennings is from Compton, California, and for those of you that don't know, Kobe Bryant was born and raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania for 7 years, and then he moved to Italy, and then he ended up coming back. but since he's actually been in L.A., he's gave us 5 championship rings with the help of a few others. And so home is where the championships are. Last time I checked, home is where the heart is. I mean, everybody knows that Kobe is from Philly, and he will tell you that he has so much love for Philly, but he's been in L.A. for so long that this is his league. And coming from somebody who is younger and doesn't have a championship to his name or his team, he really shouldn't be saying that Kobe is not from L.A. just because he plays in the D-League and dropped 45 on James Harden right before the game was over.
Now, I, yes, I'll give it to Kobe for those rings, but I got to even miss Mika. You know I was not going to allow you to come on Female Field Guide and say these amazing things about Kobe Bean. No, just kidding. You know, really, ladies and gents, when it comes to respecting your elders, and I mean Kobe Bryant, I mean he's one of the best NBA players to have ever graced the hardwood. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. I don't really think that Kobe will actually respond or anything, but we'll see. Speaking of responding, Mika, have you had a chance to watch VH1's Basketball Wives Los Angeles edition?
You know what? I seen a snippet of it, but I really was not happy. I really wasn't.
Yes. Yes. This is what I give them. There's always one snippet that I will play out every week. Well, I forced myself to sit down and watch the entire hour because I knew that we would talk about it a little bit. One of the actually, listeners, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about this in our sports and entertainment spin. But the interesting thing about Basketball Wives LA, I really thought before seeing any previews that it would be a lot of, you know, you think of Los Angeles, you think of these tiny itty bitty women rocking the stilettos to go to the grocery store, but in actuality, the wives and girlfriends and ex-fiancés that are on the cast are actually women that are, you know, average size or kind of thick. So I definitely appreciated, you know, them casting women that are voluptuous and but still knows how to put it down. And one of them was Ron Artest's wife. I forget her name. She's something else.
She's Kamisha, and that's actually his partner.
What does that mean? You know what? You know what?
Look, I'm going to tell you what it means. They were married. Okay. They ended up getting a divorce, but because they're still in each other's lives and they do raise their kids together, there was no reason for her, you know. They're actually going to get remarried. But when you think a partner's like a
boyfriend,
can't
tell.
Like, she was like, you know, his wife, that's his partner. They go do everything together.
Well,
that's his boo.
That is his boo. That's his booski. So,
I can't tell.
I don't know. But you know what? She's on the cast, and she puts it down, and she blatantly is open that she doesn't really like Los Angeles because she thinks that a lot of the, you know, women are fake and things like that. So we'll be talking more about that as the weeks go by, Basketball Wives LA. Let's keep talking about Ron Artest because he can't be Meta World Peace. Let the listeners know why he has to be Ron Artest.
Well, it seems like Meta World Peace does not like to pay parking tickets because he has dozens of warrants out for him because he has not paid any. He actually did a little sit-down with Stephen A. Smith, and Stephen asked him, what is wrong with you paying parking tickets? He said, I have a glove box in my car, and every time I get a ticket, I just throw it in there, I shove it in there. I have so many tickets in there that the glove compartment does not close. So when he goes in front of court on September 16th, he has to actually pay off all of his tickets and all of his warrants before he can even attempt to change his name, because before you can be somebody else, you got to clean up what you messed up the first time.
Very well put, Tamika Poland, our Mika Minute, one of our Female Field Guide senior producers, holding it down, keeping us in the loopity loop with everything Lakers and everything NBA. Mika, you're thebomb.com. Thanks for coming on the show again, Honey Bunch.
Thank you, Sugar.
Woo-woo! Woo! Yeah! Well, listen, you know what? That's a lot of information. Andrew Bynum, Ron Artest, they think they're above the law when it comes to parking tickets. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all. These Lakers, you guys need to get it together.
Awkward.
So we're going to go ahead and move on. We're an hour in. Are you guys having fun? Are you enjoying yourself? But most importantly, we got to keep jamming on, baby. Female Field Guide. Talk fantasy football, talk rugby, talk the NBA. We're going to keep in that girl power space. We're going to keep that energy, baby. Because the girls do run the world. I'm just saying. Female field guy. I'm excited to bring on my next segment representing the ladies. And my very fun, awesome, energetic, hey there, girl, segment. Y'all ready? I am. Hit it!
Hey there, girl. You go, girl. You go, girl.
Well, you know what? I am so excited to, you know, of course, I cover the Sparks. Shout out to Ben, you know, and Patrick for just giving me a media credential, letting me come to the Staples Center, speak with the ladies, speak with Coach Brian. It's such an honor, and I really appreciate it. And so the playoff picture doesn't really look very bright for the L.A. Sparks right now, but something that really added a spark, no pun intended, was Lisa Leslie. She became part of the Los Angeles Sparks ownership group. You know, she's really striving to keep the WNBA viable. And, you know, ladies and gents, she's at every home game. She's right there with her husband and her cute children. And she's, you know, always talking with the fans, signing autographs, you know, speaking after the games. And I truly appreciate that as a former ball player. Lisa Leslie, you are truly the bomb.com, and I love you for that. They've had a string of defeats by losing less than, like, you know, 3 or 4 points. And so that's, you know, really what took place, you know, against Washington and against Phoenix. Diana Taurasi lit them up again. You know, so I'm not quite sure with the playoff picture, but I definitely thank Lisa Leslie for continuing to strive to keep the WNBA viable. The next home game that I will be at will be Tuesday versus San Antonio. Be there or be square. You can catch it on NBA TV. And, of course, online, you can go ahead and go to WNBA.com. So we're going to switch gears. We're going to keep it in our Hey There Girl segment. We're going to stay in an entrepreneurial, you know, mindset. But we're going to talk a little bit of soccer. What? Super excited. I had a chance to sit down with a really dope young lady. Her name's Kiana Martin. She is a soccer just extraordinaire, global soccer ambassador, wanting to spread the word, especially to the United States, how fantastic soccer is. She calls it the world's favorite sport, and we'll talk more about that. Also, the owner of Eat Soccer. And here's my interview with Kiana Martin.
We have another Female Field Guide exclusive international athlete, global soccer ambassador, public speaker, owner of Eat Soccer, and all-around amazing woman, Miss Kiana Martin. How are you doing, honey?
Fine. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Jasmine.
I appreciate it. Thank you for just, you know, coming on my show, Female Field Guide, Hey There Girl exclusive. And I've been reading up about you and just really excited to just get down to it. I want to take you down to memory lane. I want to ask you about your upbringing in sports, and I know we have some similarities with that, growing up and playing sports with boys. Tell the listeners a little bit about your upbringing.
Well, I was, you know, one of the younger girls in my family, and so I was surrounded by a whole bunch of boys and my uncles, and so football was introduced into my life very quickly. I learned how to play quarterback. But as far as my soccer experience, I had a kindergarten friend, and her dad started coaching soccer. He's actually probably one of the only Mexicans in our town of 7,000.
Wow.
And he asked if I wanted to be on the soccer team. And so I was one of the only girls on our boys' soccer team. And so I was just always used to playing sports with boys.
That's right. I love it. Now, where's your hometown?
Seneca, South Carolina. So about 3,000 miles from you. Very small town, 7,000 people. The soccer opportunity is kind of, you know, was far and few in between. Was something I was always really passionate about, and I was able to translate a lot of the skills that I learned, whether it's from basketball or from track, into soccer when I actually started playing pickup with guys in Los Angeles.
Love it. Now, speaking of miles, you were, you know, born and raised out there down south, but you've had the opportunity to play in Brazil. Please, Kiana, tell me, how was that experience, you know, being able to play soccer internationally?
It was an absolutely amazing experience, and for those of your listeners that know about soccer, Brazil is the equivalent of a Rucker Park.
Ooh.
Now, that was such an awesome picture that she painted, Rucker Park. If you don't know too much about Rucker Park, you know what? Go ahead and check out the movie Rebound. Tamika, one of my senior producers, gave me that movie. I showed it to my students. Fantastic. I think the name was Rebound. Oh, crap. Anyway, Earl Manigo, it's you know, his biography, Don Cheadle played Earl, and it was just dope. And it talked about the inception in the beginning of Rucker Park. Fantastic. So she was able to paint such a rich picture, playing in Brazil, the culture, the music, the energy, and how it's intertwined in soccer. I also went ahead and asked her about, of course, this is an entrepreneur right here in Keanu Martin. I asked her about Eve Soccer and just, you know, how it would be to play on the Olympic stage. And this is what Keanu had to say.
You're doing it. You're becoming, of course, you're a global ambassador. Going to be featured on blackenterprise.com. You know, tell me a little more about Eve Soccer. I'm so intrigued to learn more about that.
Well, eSoccer for me has been a way that I can introduce, like I said, the sport to underexposed communities, but then also help participants of the sport globally be able to take advantage of opportunities and have products that can assist them. So, for instance, a lot of the experiences that I've had, I've created products to assist people in those particular areas. So, for instance, when I tore my ACL, I said, you know, it's really important that we develop an injury prevention DVD,
Absolutely.
A way that we can show athletes how you can use self-massage, a low-cost way that you can do this in your home, whether you have a can of beans,
Come on.
Have a piece of sugar cane in Jamaica, and massage those muscles out so you do not injure yourself.
I love it.
Necessarily so. And then for other people who want to go and play abroad, I develop downloadable culture shock guides because there is an adjustment process that takes place when you go into another culture.
Yes.
And that can affect you on the field. And so that's something else we created. And then for those amateur soccer players that want to live out that dream of playing and training abroad, my Eat Soccer Tours, which is what I was able to create as a result of winning the 2011 British Airways Space of Opportunity Award.
Love it.
Now we have tours where people can actually go to Portugal and later this year go to the Caribbean or to South America and train for a day or two and then play with a local club.
Oh, wow.
For 7 days and, like, live in that culture, embrace that culture, and soak in the experience of playing soccer there because you can learn so much about a people and its culture through this.
I agree. I mean, bridging the gap culturally. And, of course, what I do for Female Field Guide is bridging the gap between men and women, sports fans and non-sports fans. And you are just a walking example of just living your dream and knowing that this is, you know, God's gift that he's given you, not only to play this wonderful sport, but to be able to just, you know, travel and share your passion. And I'm loving every single thing that you are standing for. And like I said, I'm a fan now. I'm telling you, Keanu, you are the bomb.com, and I am just excited for the newfound relationship that we are growing, and I so appreciate you coming on the show. But of course,
thank you so much for having me.
Yes, please let the listeners know where we can learn more about you, your endeavors, and of course, more about Eat Soccer, and just continue to support and pray for you as you continue to travel and strive for that giant stage on the Olympic. Where can they find you?
You can find me, of course, on Facebook at Keanu Martin. That's Keanu, Q-I-A-N-A, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. You can find me on Twitter at Keanu Rana, Q-I-A-N-A, R-A-N-A.
Love it.
Or you can go to any of my websites, KeanuMartin.com, EatSoccer.net.
Love it.
Or KeanuSpeaks.com.
You better go ahead, girl. Another Female Field Guide exclusive international athlete. Global soccer ambassador, public speaker, owner, Eat Soccer, entrepreneur, and all-around just dope chick, Keanu Martin. Thank you so much for coming on, honey. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
Ain't she dope? She was doing her thing. It's always awesome to be able to connect with another, you know, female entrepreneur, another athlete. We had so many more. We talked a lot about sports and relationships. Knowing a woman having more knowledge about sports, not only can it enhance, you know, your career, go ahead and check the YouTube page. You'll be able to hear our interview in its entirety. Keanu Martin, thank you so much. EatSoccer.net at Keanu Rana. Go ahead and follow her on Twitter. Girl, she better send me that that video, because the shoulder, the back, the knees, the ankle, and the hands are busted up. Thank you so much, Kiana, for coming on the show. Please come back anytime. We're going to go ahead and take a little bit of a break. I need a little sip of water. I've been talking about sports, athletics, relationships. You know it, baby. And on the other side of the break, we're going to be talking about the NFL. Hello, sports and entertainment. I'm so excited. We'll be right back with Female Field Guide. Don't you go away.
Ha ha, Jim George, Female Field Guide. What? Number one radio talk show. Your own app.
Speaking of
Golden,
Female Field Guide, phone app, will you be supporting me, my friends, and the show?
There is no doubt. It's a free app, first of all. Let's talk about the free part.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like free. Every time they tell you something free, it's a underlying charge on there. This ain't no charge. I just pay my phone bill. That's all I do. But guess what? I'm getting that free app.
Right.
And tomorrow night is Sunday night. And guess what happens on Sunday night? FFG.
Holla!
We listening to it.
Listen, Dribble Pro, Female Field Guide, this is what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
A new friendship and relationship on the road, LA Live, Nike 3-on-3 basketball. This is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide. Holla.
Thanks so much for coming back. Shout out to Ashton and Marquise from Dribble Pro. Hope to see you guys at the Female Field Guide Anniversary Jam, Saturday, October 20th. Second, phone app, it's free, Female Field Guide. Go ahead and mosey on to your iTunes store. Go ahead and download my podcast and go ahead and download that free app, Female Field Guide. And hey, if you don't have an iPhone, it's all good, baby. If you don't have an iPad, it's all good, baby. If you got an Android, it's all good, baby. Go ahead and go to the Android Marketplace, Female Field Guide free app. Never miss a beat with what's going on with Jazzy Fizzle. Now, I'm so excited. Preseason's over. We wrap that up this week. I'm so excited. So excited. That the season of the NFL is only 4 days away.
Say what?
Exactly. It's been a crazy off season. We didn't even know we were going to have a football season, but guess what? We did. And it's going down. Lockout was lifted 130 some odd days. Guess what? We don't have to worry about that anymore. But what I do want to do, ladies, is get you right. Basketball, we don't know what's going to happen with that. But we know football's going on. Ladies, I want to get you right with the men in your life. Let's go ahead and break into our two-minute drill relationship segment.
Two-minute drill.
Hello. You play to win the game.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Two-minute drill.
Sports and relationships.
Get away from me. I'm watching the game.
Well, you know what I say. If you can't beat them, join them.
Shout out to Jerry George. She is so smooth. She is New Orleans' finest, I tell you. Now, listen, ladies, I just want to share with you some gems. I want to share with you some man codes. This NFL football season, from the blind eye, it may seem like, this is another season that's starting. No. With this lockout that just took place, and we didn't know if we were going to have a football season, there's going to be, you know, heightened anticipation from the sports fans and or the men in your life. And I want to share with you some man codes. I've been, you know, doing my focus groups, been talking to my guy friends, been talking to my sports fan friends, and, of course, just me living the life as the Female Field Guide and sharing with you just a few fun facts and some man codes that, ladies, if you follow these, I promise you, the football season will be a beautiful thing. Here we go. Man code number one. When the stakes are high, their attention span is definitely going to be low. What does this mean? Text, phone conversations, and face-to-face interaction has got to go. Don't take it personal. They're not ignoring you on purpose. Like I said, the first week especially, everyone is so excited for the NFL to be back. I know I am. Oh, Jazz, it's only 1 week. There's like 17 weeks to the NFL. Well, I told you, because the lockout was so intense, because so many teams,
You know, they lost players. There were so many new guys on different teams. Everyone is very intrigued to see how these rookie quarterbacks, how these new running backs and wide receivers are going to fare in their team. A lot of anticipation. Don't take it personal if they're not talking to you. Now, listen, if you're not with them watching the game, don't text them. First of all, know the schedule. NFL.com. Know the schedule. The game's at 10 a.m. Don't text them. Because, first of all, if they do text, it's going to be very short. Hey, babe, what you doing? Game. They may not even say, watching the game. Game. Don't call him. Because if they don't pick up, you're going to be mad. Don't take it personal. If he's a good man, he's watching football. He's not with some broad named Keisha. Okay? I promise you. I promise you. You ready for the second man code? Here you go. Ask the sports fans in your life what they do. How do they react when they lose? What are you talking about, Jazz? Ask them what's their usual reaction when their team loses. And if you know that you're going to be watching most of the games or there's a possibility you'll be with him or her while you're watching the game, ask them, honey, like when your team loses, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to leave you alone? Do you want me to bring you food? Do you want me to bring you a brewski? Or do you want to stay downstairs in the garage in your man cave and cry for about 15 minutes? Ladies, let me tell you what this does. Let me tell you what this does. It acknowledges to the man or to the sports fan their level of fanaticism. We know that fan is short for fanatic. What we're doing, you may not understand it. You may not understand why they're so crazy for this team. But what you're doing by saying, well, if they lose, I hope they don't. But, you know, what do you want me to do to help you feel better if they lose? First of all, after the man wakes up, because he's going to faint, he is going to look at you with such appreciation and respect because you're acknowledging that you love this team. You may not understand why he's on the couch with the cheese head. You may not understand that, but you're acknowledging it. Here's an example. I got a good example. Grey's Anatomy. When it's Thursday night, 9 p.m., don't you dare call me because I'm not picking up the phone. Don't you dare call me because Derek left Meredith on the season finale, so I'm not picking up the phone. The game is their Grey's Anatomy. The game is their Project Runway. The game is their Basketball Wives. The game is their Housewives in New Jersey, Atlanta, Beverly Hills, Orange County, New York. You feel me? That's my second, Jim. Let's go to number three. I especially like this one. Hit it! The game is their Maxwell concert. What? All right, let me go ahead and break this down to you more. Relationships, it's about a sweet compromise. I know when I was booed up, I wanted my boo to go to a Maxwell concert with me. Well, he thought he was an OG gangster, so we probably wouldn't be caught dead at a Maxwell concert. But I did stuff for him. It's a sweet compromise. I'm a sports fan, so watching sports was wonderful bonding between he and I. But there are some things I didn't want to do and go to stuff I didn't want to do with him. But it's a sweet compromise. So if he's a good man or woman, he's a good person, it's a sweet compromise. Watch the game with them. You're showing interest in their love. Don't worry, I'm going to get you right. I'm going to get you knowledgeable about the team. It's going to take some time. Tune in Sunday nights at 8. But, hey, babe, I can pick up some pizzas if the guys want to come over. You guys don't have to go out to the restaurant all the time. I can get some pizzas if you guys want to watch the game. Like I said, when he wakes up from fainting, he might propose. He might take the trash out. The game is their Maxwell concert, give or take. Because we all know the boys are going to talk about themselves. Right, ladies? So those are three gems. Really quick, I want you to keep this in mind. Why they're looking, they're focused at this television. Don't take it personal if they don't call you back quickly. Don't take it personal if they don't text you back. If he's a good man, he's just watching the game. He's just watching the game. I promise. Make sure
you stay on top of that Female Field Guide app. Make sure you stay on top of Female Field Guide tweets and Facebook posts, because I'll be dropping some Female Field Guide fun facts. You know, did you know? Then you can drop little gems with the man and her sports fans in your life. Nice water cooler talk. Be sure to stay abreast. Get that app. Go ahead and see, you know, follow me on Twitter at Female Field Guide, the E off guide. Don't worry, I will get you right. I love you, ladies. And in that case, we're going to take a quick little break. I hope that I was able to, you know, drop some gems on you. Female Field Guide, fantasy football, rugby, Mika Minute, basketball. Gee whiz, what else do we have? You don't even know, baby. Stay tuned after this break.
Bridging the gap culturally. And, of course, what I do for Female Field Guide is bridging the gap between men and women, sports fans and non-sports fans, and you are just a walking example. We're on the same page. You know it from being an athlete and from working and doing business with men.
If you have an understanding of sport, it will show the guy that you actually value their passion, their previous sport experiences, and their current pastimes as important.
Absolutely.
Many guys, you know, sports is an integral part of their life. Mm-hmm. And for us women to brush that off, it kind of sends the message that we're not embracing
them.
Everything mm-hmm. that constitutes who they are.
Exactly.
So for sport can teach you valuable lessons regarding when to lead, when to play a supporting role, and the importance of delegation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that can help you tremendously in your career.
Or Hines Ward as a bench player and wide receiver.
You want to get Hines Ward. Hines Ward is going to be starting in real life in many games. He's about 46 catches away from having 1,000 catches in his career. He'll give you some solid catches.
Thank you.
You're welcome, boo. Woo-hoo.
Let that play a little bit. Woo! Well, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. Female Field Guide Blog Talk Radio, thank you so much. I am having such a blast. I hope you're learning, laughing, and loving the game, because I sure the heck am. Now, we had our If You Can't Beat Them, Join Them football edition, but let's actually get into the nitty-gritty. Let's talk about football. Let's jam on. Now, like I said, NFL preseason, it's over. It's wrapped. I just want to give you guys a few key matchups, ladies, that the fellas will be talking about, the sports fans will be talking about this week. Like I said, there were a lot of players that were traded, that were moved around, you know. This free agency frenzy, the lockout, golly, you just don't know what you're going to get this season. And so I just want to share a couple key matchups that they will be talking about, and I want you to know. I want you to know the team. I want you to give input with these men and with these sports fans. The NFL season starts Thursday night, September 8th. Super Bowl defending champions, Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers. He's a quarterback. He's handsome as I don't even know what. They're going to be facing the 2010 Super Bowl champions, the Saints. Shout out to Jerry George, New Orleans' finest. That's going to be Thursday night, September 8th on NBC, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific time. It's going to be a good game, ladies and gentlemen. Really, 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 really good game. And there's also going to be some teams on the radar. They either lost players, added some players. You just don't know what they're going to do. Of course, the Philadelphia Eagles. They are the self-proclaimed dream team. They're going to be taking on the St. Louis Rams Sunday, September 11th, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Steelers and the Ravens. Ken from FantasyFootball.com. He is a Joe Flacco fan. That's the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. That's going to be a low-scoring game. How do you know, Jazz? Well, both of those teams are known for really tough defenses. So if a defense is tough, they're obviously not going to allow the offense to score. Ravens do have a good offense, but those teams like to hit each other in the mouth. That's going to take place as well Sunday on CBS, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific time. And, of course, what Ken and I talked about briefly was, you know, Indianapolis Colts will Peyton Manning and his neck start against the Houston Texans, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Shout out to Robert and Brandy. Brandy, soon to be Miss Robert Mathis. Go, girl. Proud of you. Love you. Sunday night game, Dallas Cowboys versus the New York Jets. Will Tony Romo actually take their team to the playoffs and actually win a couple games? Can't tell. That's going to be Sunday night. 8:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5:20 p.m.
Pacific Standard Time. It's going to be on NBC. Sunday night game, the matchup. And then when you're done, hop on your phone or get on the internet and listen to Jazzy Fizzle. Female Phil Guy. We'll have a pretty cool recap. Now, I want to talk about one interesting game to watch. The two teams aren't amazing. They're not, you know, marquee, million-dollar players. But I think you should watch the Carolina Panthers, being led by rookie quarterback Cam Newton, the Auburn quarterback. He won the Heisman Trophy. A little bit of controversy behind him, but you know, he's got a smile that will melt a girl's heart. I truly feel that way. Cam Newton, he's really talented. He got the starting position. He had his first touchdown pass as a pro versus the Steelers this past weekend, and he got the starting gig over Jimmy Clausen. I was kind of surprised. That's going to be an interesting game because, you know, we don't know how rookies are going to adjust. That game is going to be the Panthers versus the Arizona Cardinals. Shout out to Jay Wright, formerly retired. Kevin Cobb was Michael Vick's backup, and now he's the head guy. That game is going to be Sunday at 1:15 p.m. Pacific time. And, of course, you know me and my female field guide polls. You know what I like to do. I like to get the listeners engaged. And I put out a poll, which starting rookie quarterback will have the best season, Panthers Cam Newton or the Bengals Andy Dalton? Well, the Bengals are a hot mess. And let's just put it out there. Chad Ochocinco, he left. He's with the New England Patriots. A few other movements that took place. T.O., he only signed a one-year contract. He's no longer on the team. And, of course, their quarterback situation. They got a rookie now. Because the quarterback said, I don't want to play with this team anymore. So I'm going to retire. So Andy Dalton is the head man, and he's a rookie. Honestly, I don't really think they're going to do very well. I think that I think that Cam Newton will do better. And I ask, which rookie quarterback have a better season? Hey, what do you guys think? 714-816-4766. Which rookie quarterback will have the better season? Cam Newton or Andy Dalton? Donovan said he wants Pryor to play well and do well with the Raiders. Terrell Pryor, former Ohio State quarterback, he will be sitting out the first five games because of a suspension that spilled over from his college playing days. He may play well. We'll see. Game six is against the Browns. Will Terrell Pryor play? I don't know. I think that should be pretty good. I'm really surprised that the Raiders picked that up. It actually seemed like a sensible pick. Al Davis must have been on vacation. Chris Hughes. Hey, Chris. He says that he thinks Newton's going to play better for a couple reasons. Carolina has a better running back. D'Angelo Williams is dope. So that's less stress to be in charge of the entire offense for Cam Newton. He could just turn around and hand it off to D'Angelo. He's dope. The Bengals, Andy Dalton, has to face the Ravens and the Steelers two times. Woo! They're in the same division. Like I said earlier, you know, those Steelers and Ravens defense are crazy. Thanks, Chris, for your input. Appreciate it. Also, the Panthers have, former Bears tight end Greg Olsen. And tight ends and safeties are my favorite positions. Don't even ask me why. I just really love those positions. And if Cam Newton gets in trouble, the offense breaks down, he gets confused, he could just do a little short pass to Olsen. They are, you know, tight end is a quarterback's best friend. That's a little gem. They're big. They can block. That's all I have to say when it comes to that. Thank you guys for participating in the poll. Be sure to stay plugged in into your female Phil Guide app. Stay abreast and all the scores, highlights, all that stuff. YouTube.com/FemaleFilGuide. Make sure you check out my Female Phil Guide football 1-on-1 video to get you ladies in the swing of things for football season. I'll be posting videos throughout the season, getting you guys right. I love you guys. I want you guys to hold a meaningful conversation with the men in your life. But right now, we're going to have a meaningful break. This is the Female Phil Guide. We're going to be talking sports and entertainment, my favorite segment. Y'all hear about that? On the other half of this break. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Lord of mercy, don't forget to come to the Female Field Guide celebration 1 year. Irie, October 22nd, 2011.
What's going on? This is Green Shot Band from Walnut, California, playing straight out of the branch, giving a shout out to my missing girl, Jazzy, representing the Female Field Guide. Listen, every week, she's holding it down.
Hey, this is Jason Wright, 7-year NFL veteran. Field Guy. Jazz, you got it going on.
Welcome back. Shout out to Jay Wright, one of my good buddies, former Sadie Hawkins date, circa 1998 or something like that, Denver High School. We rock Ricky Waters jersey. Who do we think we were? Who do we think we were? Thank you for your support, bro. And also, Dre Sean, holding it down out there in France, playing overseas. You live in the dream. We love you, brother. Well, you know what? Like I said, sports and entertainment, it's a beautiful marriage. It's a beautiful blendage between sports and entertainment. And I like to blend it in a wonderful cocktail that I like to call Female Feel Guide. In our sports and entertainment segment called, did y'all hear about that?
Y'all hear about that?
Uh-huh.
The 13th season of Dancing with the Stars. It's back. Again, I could have sworn Hines Ward just won it 10 minutes ago. But, of course, with every season, there is at least an athlete or two in the mix, and this season is no different. Mika and I talked about this young man a few minutes ago at our Mika Minutes, but I'm going to give a little bit more information. Ron Artest, a.k.a. Meta World Peace, a.k.a. Hot Mess, will be putting on his tap dancing shoes and his ruffles and his feathers and his booty shorts, and he will be a contestant on Dancing with the Stars. If he doesn't win, he might punch someone. So, ladies, stay tuned for that. Dancing with the Stars. Another athlete on the cast, which is kind of dope, USA women's soccer team goalie, Hope Solo. She's gorgeous, and she's dope. She's very tough. And I'm excited to see, you know, if she can dance or not. That's kind of interesting. You know, it's like some of these athletes, the women, you're not sure if they can be graceful. But I'm very excited about that. Well done. Ron Artest, Murder World Peace, I Don't Even Know, and Hope Solo. Moving on, President Obama, hey boo, he'll be making his State of the Union address right before the NFL season opener with the Saints and the Packers. After his beloved Chicago Bears team was knocked out of the playoffs, he actually picked the Packers to win the Super Bowl. You know, Obama has been really, really accurate in his sports picks. I don't even know if that means anything, but for this show it does. So we'll see. His State of the Union address might actually cut a little bit into the game. But it's Obama, so I don't care. It's Obama.com. The San Diego Chargers, shout out to Hannah Banana, they will be releasing their own team-branded wine called Chargers Legacy. They have partnered up with one of the Napa Valley's finest winemakers. Okay. All right. If you want to learn more information about that, go to chargers.com/wine. I mean, really, the Chargers need to do something because they're coming to L.A. So they need to just get chocolate wasted on their own wine while they pack up the U-Haul and they come to Los Angeles or City of Industry when the stadium gets built. Here we go. So many players, ball players, want to be actors. So many actors want to be ball players. Well, since the NBA lockout has taken place, that's happening. Miami Heat forward center Chris Bosh and New York Knicks Carmelo Anthony will be starring in two episodes of Law and Order. Shout out to Jerry George because she watches that show like there is no tomorrow. I'll keep you posted on when that will be airing. Carmelo and Chris Bosh. I guess he got the acting bug like Lala. I hope you guys have been watching Lala's Full Court Live because I love it. But don't watch it during the show. Put on your DVR, listen to me, and then watch it after. The NFL Network debuts A Football Life. It's covering the great coaches and the players, and it's going to be airing September 15th. Fantastic. I love documentaries. I love seeing, you know, more than just the ball players. That's what I was about in my career in grad school. You know, that's what it's about. Speaking of looking at the more humanistic side of football, Hard Knocks, a decade of NFL training camps. Yes, football, football, football is back. It premiered Thursday, August 31st on HBO. But they'll be playing it, you know, a lot because they're, you know, because of the lockout, there wasn't a, Hard Knocks season. And pretty much what Hard Knocks is, ladies, is they follow one particular team in the NFL, and they document them during the preseason and training camp. And it's really awesome. And you see the coaches with their wives and with their babies, and it's dope. So if you want to see more of the humanistic side of football, go ahead and search Hard Knocks, a decade of NFL training camp. Some teams that have been featured at Hard Knocks have been the Ravens, Baltimore Ravens, Kansas City Chiefs, Dallas Cowboys, Cincinnati Bengals, and the Jets with Mark Sanchez and his little cute self. It was last season. Really good. Really good. I'm really excited. I know I talked about it before. Kendra's back in September. E-Channel. My Seacrest, he makes so much money. Ryan, can I borrow like 10 bucks? Can you at least pay down my school loan? It's chump change to you. Lala's Full Court Wedding, Basketball Wives on VH1. Kendra's back. Sports and entertainment is in full swing, baby. An absolute full swing. Well, I'm going to go ahead and stay in that sports and entertainment spin. I'm going to stay in that mind frame. And I want to go ahead and talk about a new segment. Authors Roundtable, featuring authors writing about sports-related books. And I'm really excited to play this interview that I have with one of my mentors. I met with him a couple weeks ago. And, you know, he mentors me, and he's great about, you know, he's written quite a few books. And I interviewed him about his recently released book, Celebrating Ourselves, African Americans in the Promises Baseball, in our Authors Roundtable segment. Mr. Daryl Griggs,
welcome to the Female Field Guide Authors Roundtable. Nigel, is that a European shoulder bag?
We have another Female Field Guide exclusive and a part of our Authors Roundtable segment. Very excited to be talking to Mr. Daryl Grigsby, the author of Celebrating Ourselves, African Americans, and the Promise of Baseball. Mr. Grigsby, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I know that I have picked your brain over the past few months with regarding just, you know, writing a book and publishing, you know, such a great memoir and novel. And I'm happy that you're on the show to share with the listeners just about Celebrating Ourselves. And then let's just hop right in it. Please tell me your inspiration for writing such a riveting and really necessary memoir such as Celebrating Ourselves.
Well, thanks, Jasmine, first of all, for letting me be on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Inspiration came from, well, first of all, I love baseball.
Mm.
And I would often go to the ballpark, whether in Seattle, where I live,
mm-hmm.
or here now in Pomona to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go to ballparks and not see that many African-American fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, when I would talk to friends of mine, and other African-Americans that I was acquainted with, it was obvious to me that actually black people love baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you don't see them in the ballpark doesn't mean they're not fans of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just got me to thinking about the roots of baseball in mm-hmm. the black community. And
mm-hmm.
I thought about growing up in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
where I'm from, and my grandmother used to take me to games with herself and the former dean of Howard University Medical School.
Oh, wow.
So thinking about that just made me realize how much baseball has had deep roots in the black community.
Mm-hmm.
So the book actually started out with, it was only simply going to be interviews with African-American fans,
mm-hmm.
talking to them about why they love baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And I did about interviews. And in the course of those interviews, they were all so fascinating that the interviews were all in the beginning. So then I did
mm-hmm.
a whole history and survey of the role of baseball in the black community, all the way from slavery up until today.
Wow. You know, that's right, because when someone thinks of, you know, America's favorite pastime, from the blind eye, you really don't think too much about African Americans. Or when people reflect or learn about baseball, they think, okay, maybe the 1920s when the Negro League started, or they think of Jackie Robinson. But, you know, your book and what you've told me, what we've talked about, it goes so much deeper than that.
Yes, it really does. And I mean, it really is a fascinating story about how African Americans use baseball as a platform for political struggle and
mm.
economic self-determination.
Mm.
That to me, as much now as basketball and football are popular in the black community, the truth is baseball is a game that has had in terms of economic independence, in terms of the struggle for integration and right. That's always been carried out on the baseball diamond. I mean, here's a fascinating thing that I learned in doing the book was in 1860.
Wow.
In Philadelphia, there was a team called the Philadelphia Pistons. It was an all-black team. And that team was formed by the same people who were involved in the Equal Rights League.
Oh, wow.
Group, to struggle for black voting rights in Philadelphia in 1860s. And they created the Benjamin Banneker Institute, which was a literary and debate society. But the point is, the same people who organized all those entities were also members of the Philadelphia Pistons baseball team.
Wow.
So they would play. So Philadelphia would play the Washington Mutuals and the Lord Baltimore's, also all black
teams. I love it.
History reads that when the games were over, they would go to dinner together, usually in the basement of a black church or something, and have all these discussions about how to survive and thrive in post-Civil War America. And so the baseball game was really just a forum to begin their political discussion.
Wow. I love it. How long did it take you to compile and put everything together? How was that process, sir?
Well, it took about 3 years, Desmond.
Okay.
My first, the interviews in my mind, I said, okay, I'm going to do these interviews and the book is going to take me 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
But the interview, it just, like I say, it unlocked so many doors for me. I just started doing more and more research, and everything I uncovered, I just, every time I did some analysis or research, I find something else that would lead to something else.
Mm.
It took 3 years to finally finish, and I could still be going on because I'm still learning things, even like that included. But at some point, I had to just wrap it up and get it out.
Yeah, it's actually really, really great that we're talking about this because Curtis Granderson, one of the outfielders for the Yankees, just recently came out and really spoke. He said he had a heavy heart about just the lack of African Americans he's seeing when he's going to different, you know, ballparks and just not seeing any of his brothers or sisters in the stands. And so they've done so many studies and things like that, and you know, from the blind eye, I really think that baseball to youngsters aren't very appealing. But if they only knew that the longevity of, you know, a young man's career, he can save his body. And also, there's no salary cap when it comes to baseball. You know, so many reasons to be intrigued to play it. But then just if they dig into the history, I think that young men and women can definitely appreciate the sports more, you know.
Yeah, you're totally right about the choice. So many guys, African Americans now who are playing baseball, mm-hmm. were also good at basketball,
mm-hmm.
and football.
Yeah.
I mean, Austin Jackson of the Tigers was a great basketball player.
Yeah.
Chose baseball, and I just heard talked to somebody the other day that was telling me that they heard Anthony Davis, college football player, when he reflected on his career, he was also great at basketball. He regretted the fact that he didn't take up baseball because he felt he could have had a 15-20-year career.
Absolutely.
As you said, in baseball, lucrative career,
mm-hmm.
and would have been a role model for young African Americans all over the country.
Absolutely. Torrey Hunter, also from the Angels, is someone that is a huge advocate as well, you know, for African Americans and fans and young men and women to really start to embrace the sport. Also, sir, I want to read a review that someone said about your book. It's just, I'm really excited to read this to you. You might have seen it already, but I'm going to read it again. From a young woman named Talon, and she said that this is a comprehensive and in-depth look at the history of African-American community as it relates to baseball. She also went on to say that it's rare to find a book that goes in depth on a unique topic like this. I am glad to have found this gem. I couldn't agree more with her. Sir, please let the listeners know. You know, of course we spoke so many reasons why that we should read Celebrating Ourselves. Are you going to be having any book signings anytime soon? Where can they find this amazing book?
Well, there will be Jasmine tomorrow, Saturday.
Oh.
August 20th, I'm going to have a booth at the Los Angeles Black Book Expo.
All right.
I hope to. I don't have a reading scheduled. I hope to have one in the fall at SO1 Books in Los Angeles.
Okay.
I also hope to do a few more right before the holidays.
Okay. Please let me know. I will make sure. Well, I will be there. I was so upset I wasn't able to make the book signing, the original one. So I'll definitely want to make sure I get out there and then let the listeners know as well. You know, where can we buy the book online, Amazon? Because I'm going to be pushing this book too and getting a copy for myself.
Okay, I appreciate that, Jasmine. So the main places would be on Amazon.
Okay.
They could plug in the name Celebrating Ourselves.
Okay.
Or they can put my name in, Daryl Grigsby, D-A-R-Y-L, Grigsby.
Okay.
We'll come up.
And what I also love in just doing my research and sitting and talking with you the times that I had, sir, this is not your first book, and I love it. You've been writing and publishing since 1985, am I right?
This is correct. That's right.
Did I age you?
It's a passion that I have,
yeah.
And I feel... the books are all, I mean, every book that I've written has come out of a passion.
Mm.
And to tell a story about something that I don't think many other people could have told the way I told it. So that therein lies the motivation. The book that came out before this, In Their Footsteps, Daily Reflections on Black History for Every Day of the Year. So every January 1st to December 31st, there's a different person who's highlighted. Show their contributions to the Black community and to the whole of humanity.
I love that. Yes.
That's also on Amazon as well.
Which is also available on Kindle, listeners, right, Mr. Grigsby?
That one is Kindle, yes. You can get that through Kindle, yes.
Absolutely. I am so just dishonored that you came on the show and to talk to me about Celebrating Ourselves. I really appreciate it. Please plug any social networking links that you may have, sir. Have at it.
Okay, well, the primary, I do have a website.
Okay.
And it's www.celebratingourselves.com. That's where you can see a photograph of the cover of the book and just a narrative about what the book is about. You can also order the book online from there.
I love it. Celebratingourselves.com. Thank you so much, Mr. Daryl Grigsby, for coming on our show, our Authors Roundtable segment. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Jasmine, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. Oh, Mr. Grigsby, I appreciate that. Yeah, I sat down and I had a whole list of questions just to pick his brain, and he was just so mellow and so low-key, and he answered all of them so very thoroughly, and I truly appreciate Mr. Grigsby coming on the show. If you're interested, of course, in reading this book, Amazon.com, or go to celebratingourselves.com. He will also be at the Female Field Guide 1 year anniversary jam, and hey, maybe he may bring some copies of his books. I don't know. You got to come to see. But what I do know is I appreciate Mr. Grigsby coming on the show. Thank you. Can you believe that we've been on for almost 2 hours? We're coming on our last 10 minutes of the show. We're going to take one last break before we give a shout out to my alma mater, Dunbar High School, for our Brahma football minute. But do not go away, because I need another drink of water. I mean, we're talking baseball. We're talking fantasy football, rugby. I need to replenish. Where's my Powerade? We'll be right back. This is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide.
I feel good about this pick. I think that, you know, with most mobile quarterbacks, they definitely have to work on their accuracy. But I don't think this is a really bad move. But they still need to get someone, you know, solid quarterback behind Jason Campbell, you know, in the event that he's not ready to rock. A couple of young quarterbacks, and if the Browns can play some defense, I think that they can go pretty far and do pretty well this season. And see, I'm a former point guard, so I don't understand. Like, I would always get so frustrated with my big men. Like, hit the free throw.
Yeah.
No one is guarding you. You can breathe. You can do a little kiss like Jason Kidd does. You can take 45 minutes like Karl Malone used to do. Like, make the bucket. But
yes.
I don't know. And I remember I covered the Sparks draft party. So I'm over there at the ESPN Zone. Everyone's juiced because, like, okay, new season. And I saw him pick up Myron Moore, and I said, okay. And then I said, all right, I see what you're doing. And then, you know, they make picks up Amber Harris, and then they, you know, they show the roster, and I'm like, oh, they're kind of deep. And sports and entertainment spin, any sort of relational thing. Hey, ladies. You know, here's a gem to tell the guys and other sports fans. But I just realized this when I was looking at the schedule, and is the home games that they lost I wasn't able to cover him. So I think that I am the good luck charm.
Yes.
I'm just saying. Welcome back. Shout out to Ed Cole. That was some snippets of me on his show, Life on the Beat with Ed Cole. He's my NFC West, you know, he's a beat writer. He's my guy. He comes on NFL and we talk and we have a blast. And if you want to hear the entirety of our interview, we had a really good time. Go ahead and go to footballnewsnow.com and go to Ed Cole's Life on the Beat show. And you can listen to different segments. Of course, actually, I listen to the whole show. It's amazing. But you can click on Jasmine George and it talks about us. We talked about the NBA. We talked about the NBA, WNBA, you know, fantasy football, the NFL, and so much more. So go ahead and visit Ed's show. He's a supporter of me, and I definitely want you to bring more listeners to his show and prepare to have some fun. So thank you so much, Ed Cole. Now, as we round out to our last few minutes of the show, we talked the NFL. We talked a little bit of, you know, fantasy football, rugby. But you know what? Something else has started? High school
football.
Football's
back, and that's the great news for everybody.
Yeah. And as you all know, I am a Diamond Bar Brahma, ride or die, purple and gold, till I die, okay? That's kind of hardcore because it's not that deep. But anyway, I'm a Diamond Bar Brahma alumni, basketball player, prom queen. Yeah, I know. Oh, God, I shouldn't have said that. USB Commissioner of Athletics. But you know what? Class of 2000, I had the most amazing experience. And so now that I'm in a space and opportunity to be able to come back, write for the Dime Bar, Pass newspaper, cover all the sports, and starting September 30th, we will be in the press box covering the game. That's right. Brahma Football Friday, Female Field Guide. They don't have too many home games, but the home games they have, Jazzy Fizzle will be there alongside with my play-by-play analyst. And so, of course, Friday was the first game of the season for high school football, but in particular, Dunbar High School. I had a chance to taste the sidelines. Oh, my gosh. It really took me back. And I want to play for you a couple snippets. They played the Ayala Bulldogs. I don't even know what to say about them. Those were our rivals in high school. Still are. But they played the Ayala Bulldogs away at Ayala, 7 p.m. on Friday, and here's a little bit of that game.
Friday night, where else are you going to be? You're going to be watching football, high school football corner, the female field guy, Diamond Bar High School versus the Ayala Bulldogs. Ew. Historic rivalry, no longer in the same league, but you know what? We're going to start the season, my buddy, Ryan Main, the head man in charge at Dimeborough High School. Will there be a victory? Will he start off undefeated? Only time will tell. This is Diamond Bar High School's finest female field guy, Jasmine George. Oh, my goodness. Taking me back. Signing off.
It was a very interesting game. Actually, both head coaches for both Diamond Bar and Ayala, it was their rookie head coaches, my good buddy Ryan May, 28 years old. The tenacity that he had on the field with those players gave me goosebumps. Unfortunately, the Diamond Bar Brahmas fell to those Ayala Bulldogs. They lost 23-32, but there were definitely sparks of promise on that squad. And I had a chance to talk to Diamond Bar's offensive coordinator, Christopher Hernandez, one of my buddies as well, and, of course, Coach May. So I want to play a couple snippets of me talking to Christopher and then Coach May.
And they had to be the most excited to play, and they had to do their job better than anyone else out there. And I think we came out, we didn't necessarily play as a team. We kind of started pointing fingers there when things started to get bad. And that's just being a team coming out of the first game, things are going to get thrown at you.
Yeah.
But, you know, overall, I think the kids played hard till the end. We just shot ourselves in the foot too many times to come back from.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it was Ayala's defense, or do you think that it was just kind of first game jitters and, you know, just getting together and, you know, getting some offense rolling?
It was a combination of the two. I mean, they play really good defense at Ayala. That's what they're known for. And last year, you know, they gave a bunch of points in the league, and you know that they're not going to have that coming out this year. They're excited to go against Diamond Bar.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we and you know, at the same time, you know, we come out, we throw a pick first play, and then the next series we get a safety, and we, you know, they score off that pick, and then they have that safety, and then we spot them 9 points, and we end up losing by nine.
Yeah.
So we just, you know, we're not at that point where we can spot a team a bunch of points and then come back from that.
Yeah, and they definitely capitalize on the momentum. Coach, next week, Wilson, what are your thoughts?
You know, Wilson has a new head coach, and, you know, he preaches discipline and getting their guys to be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can't take them lightly. We got to get over this one and not, you know, have a hangover from it and come out and be ready to play. And we got to do the three things I said. We got to be the most excited team out there.
Mm-hmm.
We got to, you know, do our jobs better than anyone else, and we got to be a team. And, you know, we do those things, we'll win.
Proud of you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
See you next week.
You.
See you later, babe. Here talking with Coach Maine. Losing effort to Ayala, 23-32. Coach, in your opinion, the first game out, what are some of the major adjustments that need to take place in order to get a W next week?
We're sloppy. We looked horrible.
Yeah.
It's that simple. We came out with an interception first play of the game, mm-hmm. and then we had a safety. And we lost by 9 points. There's your 9 points right there. Not taking anything away from Ayala because they played great.
Absolutely.
They capitalized on our mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Talk
it's
about a little
horrible game.
Talk a little about the defense.
Our defense, I think, helped us out a little bit.
Yeah.
We gave them bad field position on special teams. We gave them bad field position on turnovers. We put them in a bad spot.
Yeah.
Our offense did not respond today.
Talk quickly about Henry's play. He didn't seem very accurate tonight.
He wasn't comfortable in the pocket at all. Ayala was blitzing a lot. He didn't feel comfortable.
Okay. Young offensive line?
Not too young.
Yeah.
They just were bringing more guys, and Henry wasn't comfortable.
Next game, home game against Wilson. What are your thoughts?
We definitely got to turn it around.
Yeah.
When you have a tragedy like this, it's how you respond. You either come together or you don't.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it.
Well, it was a losing defeat for the gutty little Brahmas, 23-32, away against the Ayala Bulldogs. But let me tell you something, baby. The season is young. Although they are 0-1, I feel really good to be back at the home of the Brahmas. Ryan May, the head coach, Christopher Hernandez, the offensive coordinator, and the female field guy calling the game, sideline reporter, keeping it Brahma all day. This is Jasmine Georgia, female field guide, signing off.
All right, so I just want to, you know, play. I got to represent for the Brahmas. And although, like I said, it was a losing defeat, I am really excited and happy to be back. Their quarterback, number 14, he's a big guy. I like him. And also a fantastic, and when I say fantastic, I mean just that, baseball player, Henry. He went 15 for 30, 50%, for 220 yards and two picks, or a.k.a. ladies, two interceptions. But keep your eyes on their wide receiver, George Kitrib. I hope I'm saying his name correctly. He's dangerously close to breaking our other loved ones, Dominic Robinson's receiving records. He had 9 catches for 128 yards on Friday. Dom, are you listening? Joseph, call me. We'll have to talk about this. Really great player. Happy to be back. Next week, the Brahmas face Wilson at home, 7 p.m. at the home of the Brahmas, 21-400 Pathfinder Road, Dunbar, California. Come on down. I'm so proud of you, Manglis and Christopher, and the entire coaching staff, Dunbar High School. We'll get those suckers next. We just knocked out 2 hours. Female field guide, I still have so much to share with you. That's what I'm talking about. I hope that you've stayed engaged. I hope you learned, laughed, and loved the freaking game, man. We talked high school football, NBA, rugby. We're talking, oh my gosh, Authors Roundtable. Hey there, girl, soccer. It doesn't get much global, baby, than that. I want to thank everyone who supported me. I want to drop a few gems just to remember. Shout out to USC. They squeaked past Minnesota yesterday, defeating them 19-17. The player to watch, wide receiver Robert Woods. Yowza, he's nice. And just remember, there will be no Meta World Peace until our test can piece together how he got all of those warrants. And my next gem, injuries. Fantasy football ladies, stay on top of your roster, as well as make sure you know about bye weeks, a.k.a. the weeks when your team's aren't playing. And lastly, make sure you pick up In Your Bed, Pate Single, Tongan, In Your Bed. Shout out to Ken from FantasyFootball.com. Shout out to Coach Caravelli. Thank you so much. Pate, Miles, Craig Rose, Punimata, Matt Hawkins, entire USA Rugby team, my two senior producers, the Treacherous Teens, Tommy and Tamika, Kiana Martin, Daryl Brigsby, Ryan May, Christopher Hernandez, everyone who has supported me throughout this year. I hope to see you Saturday, October 22nd, Female Field Guide 1-year anniversary.
God bless you. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week.
Hey, this is Joe Bryant, assistant coach of the L.A. Sharks, also the papa of Kobe Bryant. You know, I want to say thank you for listening to the Female Field Guide.
This is Bill Bellamy. You're listening to the Female Field Guide. Hey, yo.